just want to say thank you for loving us so much beyond our even imagination and understanding. On this note, I welcome everyone to our fellowship session for today. The title of our message says, "In togetherness we shall grow." In togetherness we shall grow is telling us that collective efforts made by putting our talents, our godly inspired ideas and resources together can help achieve goals that might otherwise be impossible. Now, it can encourage us to grow as we work together to accomplish things we never imagined possible. In togetherness we shall grow is a statement of facts, because collective action and collaboration can yield better and faster results. Togetherness is one of the formulas for growth. Because when we work together, we create a multiplier effect, which is referred to as divine multiplication. For instance, you remember the story in the Bible when Jesus fed 5,000 people. Actually, he fed over 5,000 people with only a surrendered few 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Let us read together as you all mute. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14 to 21. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14 to 21 says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, 'This is a desert and the time is now past. Send this multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.' But Jesus said unto them, 'They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.'" Verse 17. "And they say unto him, 'We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Jesus said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Jesus miraculously multiplied the little 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed over 5,000 people with 12 baskets leftovers. This tells us that divine multiplication takes place when we offer the little we have to Jesus. He blesses it, he breaks it in communion, and uses it to miraculously meet our overwhelming needs and more. When resources are surrendered to God in community, it turns not enough to more than enough. This multiplier effect is known as divine multiplication, where God magnifies our small surrendered resources, such as our money, our time, our talent, our gifts, to produce abundant results for his kingdom. Genuine fellowship with God requires sharing purpose, direction, and commitment. We must all agree in partnership to thrive this year and share a common direction and commitment to God. We must always choose God's ways over worldly desires and style. We must fellowship together in truth and in spirit. Brethren, let us form close bonds, because unless we seek his glory, we cannot walk with God, because God does not share his glory. He takes it all. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8 says, I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. God declares himself as the only true God, distinct from all others. He is not to be equated with created things or lifeless idols. Brethren, in togetherness, we shall grow. He provides a safety net for us in times of challenges, in times of conflict or struggles or pain or sickness or a kind of need. As we stick together, it helps us to navigate peacefully through challenging situations. It helps to break down complex tasks and complicated issues, because the solutions is found in the Bible. It helps us to improve mental health too, by lowering our stress, blood pressure, and anxiety rates. Let us come together in fellowship and see how God exhibits his power in us and through us. Because people are stronger together. Why? Iron sharpens iron. That means working together makes tasks easier, and the result is better with more durable result. Look at what Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 says. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Just as you rub two iron tools together, it sharpens them. Those rough edges, as they rub together, they become smooth. I once went for a marriage counsel before my father in the Lord years ago, when he said to me that marriage between a man and a woman is like two rough edges of iron coming together. As you live every day together, as you live together as one, those rough edges come together. They keep rubbing until the rough edges become so smooth and you become a bonded one. Jesus is Lord. So it is with those close relationship that fellowship together. It helps strengthen each other, refine one another, and be more effective as we grow together stronger and deeper in his word. Togetherness always allows the believer to sharpen each other in faith, in character, in wisdom. There's this popular quote that says, we are only as strong as we are united, and as weak as we are divided. May we never be divided in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because by yourself, you can do so little. But together, we can do so much. Let us do everything we can to work together in truth and in fellowship. When we bring our diverse perspectives, our diverse skills on the table, we create solutions that will be impossible to achieve alone. Brethren, as believers, we are encouraged to meet regularly so as to stir up one another to love and to do good works, and also to provide support in times of need. Let us read together Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 24 and 25 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. There is a warning in verse 25 against forsaking fellowship. Instead, promote a community that supports each other to persevere in faith. Fellowship is designed to encourage fellow believers. It is designed to help people study the Bible, grow in faith, and build a community. A Bible-focused fellowship prays often and applies scriptures to their daily life. Fellowship is essential for sustaining our lives. As we meet together, it helps keep fellow believers on track, helping us maintain spiritual strength as we grow stronger in Christ. Let us create a supportive environment where healing and restoration can occur regularly. Because spiritual maturity, strength, and mission's effectiveness are achieved collectively rather than in isolation. The Bible presents the church as a body or a family that relies on mutual support. We rely on our shared faith and encouragement to grow in the image of Christ. The Bible explicitly states that two are better than one because they can have a better return for their labor. If one falls, the other can lift them up. Let's read together Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12 says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the other one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone, when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Working together brings a greater result than working alone. Yes. Two people can accomplish more and have a better reward for their efforts. When one person falls, physically, or the person falls emotionally, or the person falls spiritually, the other can help encourage that person up. Because the bond, let me tell you something. The bond even gets stronger when you add a third person, and it becomes harder to break. Because why? Because they have strong unified forces together. It is stated that a threefold cord is not easily broken in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, we just read. Talk of when all of us coming together as a community. When we come together as a community, we support each other and defend against spiritual attacks. Now, you see, when the whole body of Christ is joined as we fellowship together, we grow and build each other up in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Let's read that together. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16 said, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into edifying of itself in love. This scripture is talking about unity, mutual support, and specifically spiritual growth occurring within the body of Christ in love. Colossians chapter 2 verse 19 says, and not holding the head, from which all the body, by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increased with the increase of God. I will take that again, Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. And not holding the head, from which all the body of, by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. True and genuine spiritual growth comes only from Christ, the head of the church. Therefore, as believers, we should hold fast to Jesus Christ, who is our head, so that we may increase with the increase of God. We need Jesus daily for our nourishment. We need Jesus daily for our blessings. We need Jesus daily for all that we need to survive every day, physically, spiritually. We need Jesus daily for our unity, rather than follow those human traditions that offer false sense of spirituality, but it all leads to spiritual barrenness and death. Don't follow anything that does not come from God, the Word of God, the Bible, the Scriptures, or you are not, the people speaking are not able to defend what they are sharing. There are a lot of sweet-talking preachers out there. Watch out and be careful. In togetherness, we shall grow. It's talking about spiritual maturity and strength, fostered through community as we support one another and become a unified force. Brethren, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. When every part works properly together and we are closely joined together, the whole body grows and builds itself up in love and power. As we grow together in faith, we all need each other to succeed. And by the special grace of God, we shall all succeed exceedingly well this year in Jesus' name. Amen. The early church in the book of Acts, like we read last week, grew because they met daily, they broke bread, and they prayed daily. When believers work together, they are more effective at spreading the gospel and ministering to others as well, which causes the body of Christ to grow as more people are added to the church. Last week, we learned that if we want to succeed this year as a team, we need to study how marriage works. I hope every one of you have listened to the message. For those who are not here, I pray that you are able to listen to the message and grasp what the Lord is trying to teach us. It was a huge learning experience for me personally. Because marriage, a lot of us have taken it for granted. But it is sacred. And it is a lifelong covenant and commitment between a man and a woman established by God. As believers, we come together as a unified one body in Christ, prioritizing our fellowship and our lifelong commitment with God Himself. So as we grow together in faith, we all need each other to succeed, because it is in togetherness we shall grow. So says Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Hey, this verse, when you have some time, read it in other versions. This verse is telling us that the church, as the body of Christ, grows in maturity, grows in unity and love when every member functions properly together. Everyone contributes. The church matures, becoming more like Christ. When the body functions in agape sacrificial love, you are building up the church. A healthy church is not just about size, no, but rather about unified, loving expression of love, where every person is valuable and important. There is no way we will close this meeting today without giving some special people an opportunity to join us as one body, so that they can first give their lives to Jesus Christ. We will all become one body, fitly joined together in Christ. You may repeat after me the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and he is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Take absolute control of my life and write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in His presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You're welcome.